on what occasions would people be willing to get to know new people? I can think of a plethora of circumstances in which individuals are eager to introduce themselves to new people. In fact, I think most people are always willing to meet somebody new. We meet new people all the time throughout our life. We meet new people when we go to school and later when we go to university. We meet new people at any new job we start, and sometimes if you are promoted to a new role. Occasionally, we will meet new people less formally at parties and festivals. The world is full of new people and many occasions during which people would be willing to get to know them. Where would people get to know new people? There are a few different places where people get to know new people in the modern world. Outside of meeting people through work or school, some people like to meet new people by attending events. This can be anything from a music concert, a film screening, to a reading group. These are all social events that are full of new people where strangers can get to know each other. Nowadays, some people even get to know new people online, talking to strangers on social media or other websites, and eventually becoming friends. How do people start a conversation? There are a few different ways people start a conversation, dependent on the context. In formal situations, such as meeting a superior at work or meeting your partner's parents, most people would start a conversation with a formal introduction. But there are less formal scenarios, such as meeting people at a concert or bar, in which people start conversations in a more casual way. Often, people begin a conversation with an icebreaker, which is a silly joke or anecdote that breaks the ice and starts the conversation. There are many ways to start a conversation, but it is important you do so in an appropriate way for the situation. Is it difficult for Chinese people to communicate with people from other countries? It can sometimes be tricky for Chinese people to convey proper meaning with foreigners who speak different languages. Unfortunately, outside of China, there are not many people who speak Mandarin. So to communicate, we must speak in their native tongue or a shared language. However, even when speaking to someone in, say, the shared language of English, sometimes it is hard to communicate due to cultural differences. Often, different cultures have different manners, customs, and a different sense of humor. These differences can make communication tricky.